RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard, everybody. This show, and stop me if this is too much for you. Sit down if you need to. This show's going to talk a little Washington Commanders football today. Not an April Fool's. Nobody's fooling here. We've been talking a lot of basketball recently. We're going to get back to basics. We're going to talk Washington Commanders football because it's what we do here on the home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Don't worry, there's more. But wait, there's more. Order now. We'll throw in Trey Wilson, the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, at 11 o'clock for Tuesdays with Trey, ahead of Friday's Richmond Flying Squirrels home opener. AWOD Radio will be live from the Diamond Friday, noon to 3, getting you ready for opening day. He'll go off the air. The doors will open shortly thereafter. I'm planning to drop by, pay my respects to the Diamond on the last first day of the season, hopefully, at the Diamond, depending on how construction goes across the street. So fingers are crossed on that. Happy Tush Push voting day. We'll see if the Tush Push gets banned or not. I devoted a segment to that yesterday. I do not want the Tush Push banned. I don't believe it's fair to punish a team for being good at something. We've seen this in NFL history. The Wildcat. You remember Colin Kaepernick? He's unstoppable. They run the Wildcat. You've got to stop the Wildcat. Nobody runs the Wildcat anymore. These things come and go. Defenses adjust. Frankie Louvu adjusted. Other guys will take turns trying to figure out the strategy. And if you get to the point where all 32 teams can run it reliably every time, it's kind of making a mockery of the game, sure, we can revisit it then. But right now, one team's really good at it. Not fair to punish one team for everything else. We'll go around the NFL as well, and we'll check in on the transfer portal. You never know when portal news is coming. Check in with VCU Hoops' Darius Theus, reportedly bouncing to join Ryan Odom's staff in Charlottesville, which not a surprise, but you know, that's a guy who bleeds black and gold. So you always hate to see that. Always hate to see the good ones go. But he'll be down the road, and we'll see what they can do with UVA, with the ACC. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he said, I've been so tuned out of the tournament. And he said it's because the ACC's down. And I think that's a large part of it. We can complain about the mid-majors or the lackluster games or all the SEC, but our teams are down. Our teams are not participating in this thing. And I do think that's a big impact. I think the Final Four will be fun. I think Duke-Houston will be a great game on Saturday night. So looking forward to that. Squirrels baseball Saturday night as well, right here on The Fan, Sunday matinee before they hit the road. But today, the league meetings wrap up down in Palm Beach, Florida. There's West Palm and Palm. Palm Beach is on the ocean. West Palm is everything across the bridge. They are in Palm Beach. This is a thing it took me many years to figure out. They're in Palm Beach at the Breakers. Dan Quinn spoke this morning. A number of things I want to talk about Dan Quinn. Number one, with regard to overall roster construction, I think we can't overemphasize how special Jaden Daniels is, and how he's felt that way inside the building. You think about Adam Peters, and we're going to go big picture here because I kind of go small picture and react to every move. Big picture, zooming out, Adam Peters, who loves drafting football players, like that man lives to chew gum and draft football players, and he's all out of gum. He has given up a ton of his draft capital to go get guys for Jaden Daniels right now. And you can perceive that two ways, and I think both are correct. One is it's a commentary on this year's draft class, which is widely considered to be abnormally weak. So that makes it easier to part with the picks. But I do think, number two, there's an understanding Jaden Daniels is Super Bowl good right now. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with all understanding of the gravity of the statement. Jaden Daniels is Super Bowl good right now. And thus it is imperative to build a Super Bowl caliber roster around him right now. Do I think you can do that in one offseason? No. That's why this is a multi-year process. But, you know, as you get closer to extension time, which would be at the end of year four, Jaden needs to know that the team has always made a good faith effort to him. And I think that's a big part of this, the Laremy Tunsil trade, right? We're going to go get you a left tackle. We're going to go protect you. We're going to find a way to protect your blind side. Dan Quinn addressed that today, said Brandon Coleman will slide to right tackle at first, and they may adjust him as needed, which is not a performance on Brandon Coleman's play last year. To find a rookie in the third round and have him be the left tackle on an NFC title team, that's a tribute to everybody in the building, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury on down. But if you can get an elite left tackle, you get an elite left tackle. That's what you do. And so you build with that. You get Deebo Samuel. You get another weapon for Jaden. And you work, you chip away at, you know, a Terry McLaurin contract, which you expect to come this offseason. Make those good faith moves to bolster the offense, to bolster Jaden Daniels. And then on the defensive side, it's kind of a lot of trusting Dan Quinn. It's kind of a lot of like, hey, buddy, here's some paper clips and a rubber band. Go stop the Philadelphia Eagles, which is not fair, but that's how it goes. And that's, you know, that is what may make or break this team in the coming season. Even if Jaden has sophomore success, you're going to need a step forward defensively. Adam Peters spoke yesterday, too. My man, we should all have somebody who loves us like Adam Peters loves Javon Kinlaw, because he was just raving about him. Reminder, former first-round pick from the Niners. Jonathan Allen leaves. Kinlaw comes in on a little cheaper, but largely similar contract. He did not do much with the Jets after largely fizzling out with the Niners. You know what? Adam Peters believes in this guy. I believe in this guy. I'll say that right here. If Adam Peters believes in him, I believe in him. And Dan Quinn's job is to get him coached up now. And that's the secret sauce. But we go into the draft with the Commanders having some of the least draft capital in football. So get comfortable with this roster. Guys will get dropped. Guys will get traded between now and then. But I do think you're largely looking at the roster for this year right now with minimal changes between here and training camp, which we're looking forward to. A couple other Dan Quinn notes. He is trying to do more joint practices. Again, you remember they did two last year, talking about going up to the Patriots potentially. Mike Vrabel mentioned that as well. The Patriots and Commanders talking about doing a joint practice and a preseason game. This is part of, too, the Josh Harris era. People feel like they can be collaborative again with the Washington Commanders. Because you remember there was a year where just they couldn't find anybody who wanted to do it. And then last year you get two already teams on the board for this year. I think those are important moments in the offseason. Dan Quinn did say training camp will be in Ashburn this summer. They had toured locations in West Virginia. Richmond remains fully off the board for now and probably for forever, assuming RFK gets across the finish line. If they build a new stadium at RFK, I think it's very unlikely they would ever come back to Richmond again. I think that would involve a stadium deal with Virginia where Richmond was thrown in. But practice in Ashburn this summer. I missed practice in Ashburn last summer. Got the big C, not the captaincy, the COVID, and missed out. I got to spend a week up there talking to everybody, and I was sitting at home laying in bed not talking to you. You may remember from last August, we did the MP's back show five times. We did a lot of MP's back shows, and MP was not back, spoiler. But then we got to the season, we got rolling, things were good. Marcus Mariota, Dan Quinn says to have him back is important as a player and as a teammate as well. And that tells you that Jaden Daniels likes being around him, right? Everything is a good faith effort to get Jaden Daniels the things he needs. A reminder from earlier there, Brandon Coleman moving to right tackle mentioned that. You've got the makings of something there. I still think you really need to bolster the depth at center before we're done here, and we'll see what they do in the draft as well. So owners' meetings continue today out in West Palm. By the way, the coaches talk. The coaches are This is the NFL's so great, and the NFL's genius. They know reporters are running around all day. I'm going to put you in the reporter mindset. I'm in West Palm, or Palm Beach. It's beautiful. I want to file my story, get outside as soon as possible. And the owners don't want to be bothered. And so they make the coaches do interviews with the media at 7 a.m. Or 8 a.m. early in the morning. And of course, the net effect of that is we all fill up our notebooks. We all go write our stories. Nobody's antsy. Nobody's running around because your editor pays to send you to the breakers in Palm Beach. Says, hey, we need a story. Where's your story? The NFL gives you a story at 8 a.m. because they're geniuses. And then you're not antsy the rest of the day. You're not harassing people the rest of the day. They can conduct their tush-push business in peace. Everybody's a little less edgy. It works for everybody except the coaches. The coaches hate it. They hate being made to wake up that early when they're at the breakers. More stories from the breakers as the show goes on. Because why not? We're doing it. It's a Tuesday. Trey Wilson joins us, Flying Squirrels, opening week at the Diamond. You're listening to MP on the mic. This is 910.
All right, first votes of the day are in from Palm Beach. They've changed overtime. They've changed instant replay. And they've changed the kickoff. There you go. So big football day today. Happy football day. It's also April Fool's Day. I don't believe in April Fool's Day because it gets too messy. Tiger Woods does, though. Tiger Woods on a heater, by the way. Last seen dating Vanessa Trump, not actually a Trump, but kept the name anyway.
Busy guy.
Tiger Woods on social media. I can't believe I'm saying this, but a few weeks after rupturing my left Achilles, the explosive lifts plus sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber have me ready to play the Masters next week. Can't wait. See y'all on the course. Follows up a minute later. P.S. April Fools, my Achilles is still a mess. Tiger Woods not playing in the Masters next week. It's the challenge is the timing, right? That he hits the timing window right at the start of the day. You don't know what's going on. You get it. Ha ha. Aha, I get it. We can all have a good laugh here with Tiger Woods not playing in the Masters this year. Is he playing in the Masters again? I think that's a fair question, too, outside of any April Fools. And he's getting old. Your body recovers less and less with every one of these along the way. I would guess, I don't know, I would guess he's probably wants to do the LeBron, wants to play with his kid at the Masters, on the PGA, wherever it might be. Is probably working towards that. We'll see. You don't rule anything out with Tiger Woods. He's the guy who did the thing that one time, came back, won the Masters. We stopped betting against him after that. So Tiger Woods, April Fool's joke. Okay, so NFL rules changes this year. These are always like minor, but feel big in the moment. The first one was the kickoffs, and they kind of telegraphed this for a while. They're going to keep the new kickoff system, the new kick return, where everybody lines up Red Rover style, you know, Red Rover, send Austin Eckler on over. They're going to keep that system, which I don't mind. I know some people, that's not football. I don't know what is and isn't football. It changes every year. That's football now. And we'll do it for a few years, and that'll be football now. I'm curious if college adopts it. Sometimes you see that as it comes down the line. Unclear at this point. Is it going to be a thing? Is it not going to be a thing? I don't know. I think college probably has a lot to say about that. If they adopt it, I think that's how kickoffs are done from here on. If they stick with the old way, probably have two ways of doing kickoffs. Kickoffs in the NFL now, the touchback comes to the 35 instead of the 30. So the intention there is to promote more kick returns, to promote more kicks that land in the field of play that are returnable and get teams returning it more instead of taking the touchback, taking it on the 30. That one got telegraphed. The second one is overtime. Nobody knows what to do with overtime. And here's the reason why. I'm just going to level this guy. This is hottest take of the day alert right here. The college overtime is not a good system, and I'm tired of people saying, why can't they just do it college style? There you go. Awan, happy to debate you on crosstalk if you'd like. The college overtime system is not a better system. I love it. Oh, we had a 9-overtime game. That was amazing. You didn't have a 9-overtime game. You had 9 plays that were run from the 2-yard line, which is not a test of football skill. The whole game gets played in the NFL overtime. You got to play offense. You got to play defense. There's special teams. That doesn't happen in college overtime. It's gimmicky. I don't like it. Grumpy man here. You get off my lawn with your let's just do college overtime. Nobody wants that. If you do want that, you're wrong. It's a gimmick. The NFL is about that testing football ability, not gimmick ability. There you go. There's my hot take of the day. Now, nobody knows what to do with overtime, though. They've shrunk it. Regular season overtime is now 10 minutes instead of 15. That's good. You don't want people playing too much football. That's a problem. You don't want people playing these, you know, 15 minutes. That's a whole nother quarter, 5-quarter game. And then they're playing on Thursday night, and then it's quick turnaround, whatever it is. But they're going to change it so that both teams will get to possess the ball in overtime. It will stay at 10 minutes, which is good, but it introduces more football, which is bad. I continue to lobby coaches, please, if you're down 7 and you score late in the game, you should always go for 2 in the regular season, unless a playoff spot or home field is legitimately on the line. Don't make your guys play more football than they need to. And then this overtime problem solves itself because you have less overtime. In the playoffs, system's fine. Both teams get to possess the ball once. Everybody gets their turn, carry on. That's fine. In the playoffs, we need to find a winner. The games are spaced out. You got the break before the Super Bowl. In the regular season, stop playing for overtime. That's the solution here, not tweaking the overtime rules. And don't go to the college system, whatever you do. Unless, like, the only gimmick I would sign off on is home run derby style field goal contest. like they're just kicking 50 yarders back and forth for a while. That's the only gimmick I would sign off on, because it's just straight up like, we're done playing football. The kicker didn't get enough work today. Let's let the kicker do a thing for a little while. It's random anyway. Might as well let it be random with the kickers instead of random with the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen. The third change that has been approved this morning, the NFL, expands replay assistance. Replay officials are now allowed to reverse flags that are thrown for hits to defenseless players, face masking, horse collar, tripping, roughing the kicker. But the replay assistant is not allowed to throw the flag. So if we have an instant where the quarterback gets hit late after the play, and the replay assistant says, "Nah, that was clean," the replay assistant can say, "Go pick up the flag. It's not a penalty." That's allowed. That's under the new system. The replay assistant can say, "Ooh, we threw a flag. That's not a flag. Go pick it up." But the replay assistant cannot say, "You didn't throw a flag there, but that was a penalty. Go throw a flag." It'll take you 4 seconds to figure this one out, because the refs figure this out too. The refs don't want to be wrong, and I respect that. I think they're generally good at their jobs. They're NFL officials. I think it's a fast-paced game that's hard to officiate. If you're told, if you do one thing, you can fix it if you're wrong, but if you do the other thing, you can't fix it if you're wrong. Which thing are you going to do? Don't think too hard on this one. The unintentional consequence here is they're going to throw the flags more often, because if they're wrong, we can get it fixed. But they will not do it the other way. And so you see this all the time, right, where there's like, clearly it's not a fumble, but they let it play out for a while just in case, you know, because they can replay it, but they can't replay it the other way. We're officiating to the replay now. It's not good for anybody. It's really not. It makes the game significantly less fun when we can't celebrate big moments because we all have to wait and watch the TV for a minute to see what actually happened. It's less fun. I like fun. Pro fun. It's not even Thursday with Gary. I'm pro fun. That's the agenda. I'll stand on that. Replay makes football less fun. And not just to add it, but to halfway add it. Are you kidding me? Get out of town with that. Those are the NFL rules changes. One other thing I want to address. It's Bill Parcells, it was announced this morning, is going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. It's one of those where you're like, Bill Parcells isn't in the Patriots Hall of Fame? Didn't he go to a Super Bowl with the Patriots? Has been nominated for the Patriots Hall of Fame 5 times and not selected for inclusion by the panel of voters.
Dang.
And didn't get selected this time either. But the owner, Robert Kraft, overruled him because he would like to celebrate Bill Parcells while he's still alive, is what he said in the statement.
Whoa. Oh, Robert.
What a place. Tom Brady leaves, the whole place just falls apart.
Wow.
Now, at least one New England person's going to a Hall of Fame around here. Bill Parcells, Patriots Hall of Fame. Book it this year. That's one fewer game they got to sell tickets for this year. That's a tough ticket sales job out there in New England this year. We'll see. Commanders Patriots joint practices up in Foxborough. That'll be fun. That's a good place to go in the summer. Last year they did the joint practices in Miami. Ooh, Miami. Oh wait, Miami in August. Oh, yeah, Miami in August. Patriots. That's a good place to go in the off season. Bring back, what's the one in West Virginia? The Greenbrier. Teams used to practice at the Greenbrier. That was the best. Mountains of West Virginia, country roads, taking you home, practice, all that. Those were the good old days of practice. Frostburg, get back to Frostburg. Nobody's actually clamoring to get back to Frostburg, except me. It's a destination. We stay in the dorms. Awad and I bunking in a dorm, hanging out, eating cafeteria food for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Getting the boys ready for the season.
Dorm show.
It's going to be a fun season. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun flying squirrel season, too. Trey Wilson joins us in half an hour to get us ready for that. It's the Tuesday edition. Phone lines are yours, 833-804-8255. 1-800-919-0910 if you want to check in. Give me your thoughts on the world of sports. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Happy April Fool's Day. All right, Tiger Woods got me. The Times-Dispatch did not get me. John O'Connor had an April Fool's in the paper this morning. Wrote that they're burying a time capsule underneath Carmack's Park to celebrate the diamond.
Oh.
Didn't have me. I knew he was coming in hot for April Fool's. I was ready. Defenses were up. Guards were up.
Not getting you.
You can get me once. One person can get me. And then I'm done for the rest of the day. I won't believe a single word anybody says for the rest of today.
It's all lies.
It's all lies from here. Doesn't matter. You got news? Save it for tomorrow. Because I'm not believing a thing. And we have the Tush Push vote. It's in. They are not banning the Tush Push. So celebrate good times.
Yeah!
Yeah! We'll see it twice next year. At Philly. Philly at Washington. I'm going to go out on a limb. Those games will be in primetime. Those will be seen by a large audience on national television. Eagles, Commanders. I'm curious if they give the Commanders the opening night in Philly. I don't think they will. I think you save that for down the line because there's the chance. I think they'll be better. There's the chance that Philly, you know, you get the opening night boost. You get everybody's fired up. They raise the banner. You need a really good opponent that night. There's a chance it's not the Commanders is all I'm saying. There's a chance you're going to need somebody else to provide that juice because they played three times last year. Washington hung with them once, one of the three. In that one, they did still give up a lot of points, is all I'm saying. I'm excited for the season. I am excited for Javon Kinlaw now. Adam Peters has me excited for Javon Kinlaw now. He's excited, so I'm excited. He tells me to be fired up about something. I choose to get fired up about that thing. That'll be Trey Wilson. Trey Wilson, if he tells me he gets fired up about somebody on the Squirrels, this show rides hard for them. Unless he says to get fired up for the pickle hot dog. I'm never having the pickle hot dog again.
Yeah, that was a lie. He should have. No.
Awad bought it when we went last year.
Oh.
And then was like, I don't want to eat it.
Classic Awad.
Did it for the Insta.
Yeah.
We were there, and Purcell was there too. Purcell's like, I don't
He's
want
an
it.
Influencer.
Sure. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to not eat it. But here's the thing, full disclosure, in defense to the Squirrels culinary team,
yeah,
which has earned multiple Michelin stars,
uh-huh,
has bought multiple Michelin tires over the years, uh-huh, I don't like pickles.
Oh.
I wasn't the target market here to start with.
This is so true.
Like, oh, this tastes like a pickle.
Does Awad like pickles?
Unclear. We'll have to find out.
I'm glad you took one for the team and ate it, though.
Somebody had to eat it.
You can't just have it around.
We can't just have it around to take pictures with. It's food.
This is my friend.
The phone eats first, but the humans eat second. There's an order here, but we got to get the correct
you
order.
You cannot disrespect the order.
You can't disrespect the order, but you also got to do the part where you eat it after the thing as well. I always make that mistake because we were out at sushi in Denver, and I was hoping they'd bring... because. Zach and Mike Kropp from the Times-Dispatch ordered a lot of sushi, which is the correct amount to eat when you're hungry. I mean, we're not relitigating sushi. That's why I didn't want to go to sushi. Because it was the end of the night. VCU played. We did our, you know, I wrote my story. They wrote their stories. We did our stuff. We did our interviews. There was other basketball. Like, it's like 8 o'clock at night. And we're in Denver, so it's really 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
We're all very hungry. That's not sushi time.
No.
That's not sushi time.
Nope.
It's all-you-can-eat sushi time. Have you ever been to all-you-can-eat sushi? I'm kind of a mark for all-you-can-eat sushi. I know what it is rice balls with a little bit of fish in the middle.
Yeah.
But I like rice. I'm not opposed.
Works out.
I'm not opposed. I'll do the with the super Chinese buffet.
Mm-hmm.
I can handle it. Some people, like, how can you do that? How can you do all you can eat sushi? Pretty easily. You go there, you pay your money, eat until you're full.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Eat all
I was hoping they'd bring the boat, the sushi boat.
Oh,
because
yeah.
that's the amount of sushi that got ordered there by people not named MP.
enough to fill a boat.
I got a poke bowl. Poke? Yeah. Megan would know.
I don't know.
I'll ask Megan on Friday when we do the Friday fun show. I got that. It's a big bowl of rice.
Yeah.
They put some tuna on top. Rice.
Like many sushis.
Mitch Hedberg would say, I like rice. It's great when you're hungry and you want 10,000 of something.
Yeah.
Crushed my 10,000 grains of rice. I thought they were going to do the boat. It came on a very fancy long plate. So it wasn't, we didn't get cheated.
Okay.
But, everybody got to take their picture. Got to feed the gram.
Yeah, yeah.
Gram's got to eat first.
Definitely.
And then we do the things. I don't know what the squirrels will have because they always have new things every year. They had
sushi hot dog.
I am not eating sushi at the Diamond. I draw there are lines and they get drawn at a certain place.
Where's the line, Bob?
That's where the line is. I will not eat sushi at the Diamond. I will eat sushi from the grocery store. I will eat sushi in Denver. I will eat sushi from the gas station. At the a Wawa Sheets situation.
Okay, forgiven.
I'll do it. Not at the Diamond. Sorry, Parney. Sorry, Trey. Sorry, Oppo. Anthony Opperman got named general manager of the Squirrels yesterday. Shout out to him. Third general manager in franchise history. Our guy Ben Rothrock, who was general manager, is now going to focus on opening the new stadium, which is good. Somebody's got to. So Oppo's going to run the show this year, final year at the Diamond. John Smoltz opening night Friday. Tickets going fast. Get yours now is the thing we say. I've been told, a little inside info, I've been told this may be your last day to buy opening day tickets. I'm not the one selling the tickets, so I can't vouch for that. But that's a thing I've been told, is you gotta be moving if you want to go to opening night. But they play three. They play Saturday night, Sunday matinee as well. Should be beautiful weather this weekend out at the Diamond before they hit the road for the road show. We're still mentally in Florida, NFL meetings. Dan Quinn spoke this morning. We'll go over the Commanders roster. And Adam Peters chatted as well, and I want to dive into some of the things he said about roster construction. And I'm intrigued by the disregard he seems to have for his draft picks this year. That's not like him. That says something. I think the thing that says is, wow, we really like our quarterback. Let's get good really fast. We'll take the break here. We'll go long in the final segment because I also want to talk about our friends at Coastal Carolina, who have become the first sports team ever to offer free concessions to all fans at every game.
What?
We'll tell you how it works on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan 105.1 FM. You can catch us worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We also turn this radio program into a podcast through a little magic. I don't know how that works. I don't know what happens. The radio show goes in. The podcast comes out. There's a big box in the middle there. What happens inside the box? Hazel knows. I don't know. Nobody knows what happens inside the box. It's very complicated. A lot of number crunching happening. They don't let me inside the box. I know that. I just know that out of the box comes a delicious, hot, fresh podcast every day. Hot, ready, good to go. Shout out to Little Caesars in Forest Hill. We got pizza there Sunday night, and they loaded it up. Yeah, it was a two-topping pizza. I just need one, pepperoni. It's the perfect pizza topping. Yep. You don't need more than that. So I picked extra cheese as number two.
Okay.
On the coupon. Because I'm not that big of a spender, like I'm going to spend list price on a Little Caesars pizza. But they had a deal. They loaded it up. It was like a mozzarella stick almost.
Oh, okay.
It was a show. Sometimes you win.
Shout out Little Caesars.
Sometimes you win. we have a women's Final Four after last night. 3-1 seeds instead of four. I would venture to guess this is the first time the men's tournament has been chalkier than the women's tournament, because for a long time it was just a given that the 4-1 seeds would move on in the women's tournament, and that the men's tournament would be random. The 5 seeds, the 11 seeds, the 12 seeds would sneak through. But UConn was the 2 seed this year. You may remember that was controversial. USC's coach got really mad. What, I'm the 1 seed, you're going to put me in UConn's region? What are we doing here? You could have been the 2 to UConn's 1. You were the 4th and 5th best teams. You're going to play each other. Those are the rules. Juice taken out of that matchup when Juju Watkins got hurt, which was a bummer for everybody. So Texas, South Carolina, UCLA, and UConn headed to the women's basketball Final Four, which will be this weekend as well. All you hear about is the Torpedo Bats. I feel like we were early on the Torpedo Bat bandwagon, and then everybody's talking about the Torpedo Bats. I give credit to us. Please, when you talk about Torpedo Bats, please credit MP on the Mic. That's where you heard it first. This MP on the Mic exclusive, we noticed the Yankees were using Torpedo Bats. Nobody else in sports journalism did that. Please give credit where it's due. The Cincinnati Reds have them. The Braves have put in an order. Everybody's getting Torpedo Bats. Aaron Lenhart, who is the physics professor who invented the Torpedo Bat, has spoken. And he says it's about the batter, not the bat. He said, yeah, Aaron Judge hit all those home runs. That's because he's a great baseball player. I don't know. That sounds modest to me.
Interesting.
Sounds modest to me. Everybody's going to be using the bats by the end of the week. Flying Squirrels are going to be out there with Torpedo Bats. Everybody's going to use a Torpedo Bat.
I mean, it's a good name.
What would Maggie take? Like, when will the pitchers have any say in this?
Yeah.
What, are they going to start throwing oblong balls? What? I don't know. Figure it out. I think maybe this is just me. This is just a guy who sits here and yaps about sports for 2 hours a day.
Let's hear it.
I played low-level high school baseball. All right? That's where I peaked. I'm not claiming knowledge. I'm not claiming... Huge baseball guy. I love baseball. I watch a lot of baseball. Have never designed a bat. Have never pitched against major league competition. It just feels like you're throwing sliders. You're getting the contact on a different part of the bat. What am I missing here? That's all. Pitch to the bat.
Ooh.
What are the pitchers going to do about it? They're going to pitch to the bat. That's what they're going to do. Figure it out. Is one little knob on the bat. Pitch to the other parts of the bat.
Yeah.
You can do this, pitchers of the world. You can... You could, don't complain. Don't make this a tush push thing. Mm. We can't stop it. Please ban it. No. Fix it. Do better.
One little knob.
Also, in the eternal pull of offense versus defense, of pitching versus hitting, mm-hmm. ain't nobody ever going to side with pitching. That's, I don't pay my $7 for my dill dog to sit there and watch one to nothing.
Pickle dog.
I go to the ballpark. Parking's a mess. I get in. I pay for a ticket. I pay for a hot dog. I have a nice cold beverage. It's my night off. I'm here to enjoy some baseball. You think I'm there to watch one to nothing?
No.
I'm not.
I'm here for home runs.
Give him a fungo bat for all I care. Let's let's have some fun.
Go at it.
Yeah. I don't know. Pitchers have had it good the last few years. Baseball games are like 2 hours now. They're zippy. If this restores the balance a little bit, I'm not mad. Not mad about the situation. I said Coastal Carolina, first team to offer free concessions to everybody at every game. That's the Fightin' Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina University.
What is a
Chanticleer?
Yes.
That's your new job. Okay. I need you to find that out before the end of the segment. Nobody knows. We're always looking for ways to elevate the game day experience, Athletic Director Chance Miller said in a statement. We're excited to offer free concessions this fall as a way to thank you for the energy, passion, and support you bring to Brooks Stadium every game. Fans who buy a ticket will be able to select 4 items per visit to the concession stand. There's no limit to how many visits you can make to the concession stand. Presumably, you got to wait in line, right? Free concessions, there's going to be lines. So, you know, this enforces itself. Here's what's available. Sodas, popcorn, nachos, hot dogs. So that's the selection. You can get as many hot dogs as you want, as much popcorn as you want. I love it.
That sounds great.
I love it.
10 out of 10.
Remember when the Orioles did all-you-could-eat seats? So it's the outfield seats that nobody wants to sit in. Mm. And they used to sell them for like $8. Then they started selling them for $30 and made them all-you-can-eat seats. Kind of same rules. Have as much hot dog and soda and popcorn as you want. Because mentally, if I go and I eat 7 hot dogs, I'm thinking $6 a pop, $42. I just ate $42 worth of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how the accountant with the Orioles looks at it. He didn't even eat a whole pack of hot dogs. Those things cost $1.
That's a win.
The perceived value versus the actual value is huge there. You eat as much popcorn as you want. Oh, I will. I will punish these people. They will rue the day. They invited me to eat as much popcorn as I want to eat. How much popcorn did you eat? I ate 5 buckets of popcorn. List cost, raw materials, 17 cents.
Keep eating. See what you can do.
You can't eat them out of it. Sodas, man. Sodas cost $5 a piece. I'm gonna drain 5 sodas, $25. Ha 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 ha. It's sugar water. Joke's on you.
I gotta say, the movie theaters maybe want to pick up on this because the movie theaters, you can't go. Everything's way too expensive.
Don't they do unlimited popcorn at the movie theaters? I haven't been at a movie theater where you can't get a popcorn refill recently.
True.
Yeah. I just
don't want to pay the initial popcorn either.
Here's the gotcha on the movie theater popcorn thing. I want a refill about halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting in a movie theater watching a movie.
They don't pause it.
They don't come. They're no. Yeah. If we could pause halfway through the movie.
Raise your hand. And say, excuse me, everyone.
Does anybody need a fresh popcorn? You freshened up here?
Could we all agree to take a break?
Because you get one on the way out. Don't think I don't get one on the way out. But then you get home.
It doesn't hit the same.
It does not hit the same. It doesn't even close to hit the same.
Yeah. I have an update. The Chanticleer is a proud and fierce rooster. The unique moniker for Coastal Carolina University's mascot, it says, for crowing there was no equal in the land. His voice was merrier than the merry organ that plays in church, and his crowing from his resting place was more trustworthy than a clock.
I say. South Carolina University is the Gamecocks.
Yes, they wanted it to be similar, but not the same.
Okay, so it was deliberate.
Many people began to push for a nickname more closely related to USC's Gamecock. Thus, Chanticleer was born, giving Coastal its own identity and one of the most unique mascots in college athletics.
What are they? The Roosters?
Well, they haven't met the Hokies.
Find a better rooster. What are we? We're the Super Roosters.
Find a rooster that sounds like a merry organ. How about one that's more trustworthy than a clock? How about that?
That time of day? It doesn't matter how merry it is. That's not a good sound. I don't want to hear that sound in the morning, 5 a.m., no matter how merry it is. Double Roosters in South Carolina. That, now you know. It's the show that informs as well as entertains. MP on the mic. Hey, Hokie stands is good. I like Hokie. It's unique. I don't care that it's nothing. It's good. Don't be Eagles. Don't be Tigers. Don't be those things. That is the prevailing theory for why the Redskins were the Redskins, was they played at Fenway Park initially, where the Red Sox played. Oh. And the owner wanted similar, but not. And 80 years later, we're still talking about it.
Wow.
Yep.
Ah.
Go back in the time machine, put them in a different baseball stadium. We got ourselves a different situation. Because most of them just named after the team that was in. The Chicago one was a little different, the Cubs and the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Both bear themed. But most of them, you know, the Cardinals just played where the Cardinals played. Most of them just named after the baseball team. New York Giants, New York Giants.
I'm hearing this was lazy.
Of course it's lazy. Trey Wilson is not lazy. Trey Wilson works hard. And Trey Wilson joins us every Tuesday for Tuesdays with Trey. That time is nigh, is upon us. The Chanticleer has crowed and said we must break so we can get to Trey Wilson. Flying Squirrels opener on Friday. We'll ask him about it. We'll get to Adam Peters in hour number two as well. You're listening
to 910 The Fan
105.1 FM, taking up to AWOD Radio at 12 o'clock. He'll be live and local 12 to 3. NFL has also added a third Christmas Day game. They'll go to 3 now. It's all over. They play when they tell them to play. They play when Netflix tells them to play. That's how it works now. I'm not fighting the fight anymore. I've thrown in the towel. I've conceded.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Pigs get fat. Hogs get slaughtered. Too many games. Too many times. Too many places. There aren't enough good games to fill all these inventory slots.
There aren't enough Beyoncés.
There aren't enough
Mariah Careys.
There.
Who's going to be the halftime performer on 3 games?
You'll need a third. We need a third pop diva with a Christmas album. Although Beyoncé didn't go Christmas at all. She went country.
No, she didn't. No.
Hers was good. I gave the hot take. I thought it was better than the Super Bowl halftime show, which everybody disagreed with, and that's fine. I'll ride with Beyoncé. I thought it was a really good show. Mariah Carey was a total letdown because hers was pre-recorded. Who pre-records their show?
Come on.
Come on. UVA has released its contract with new coach Ryan Odom. Ryan Odom will make a base salary of $2.25 million a year, but will also receive $1 million in licensing pay each year. That's the NIL money for Ryan Odom. That's a lot of name, image, and likeness there, Ryan Odom. So $3.25 million. His contract includes a car, the full moving expenses to move his family to Charlottesville, up to $25,000. One family membership at a local country club of his selection.
Ooh.
Up to 8 tickets for all UVA events.
Oh.
And if he should make the NCAA tournament, a $50,000 bonus, with bonuses increasing with each round. That's good money right there. It's good to be UVA's basketball coach. UVA, VCU wasn't going to play at that level. That's certainly, that part is for sure. I feel quite confident about that. John Rothstein reported last night, Darius Theus, along with Bryce Crawford and Matt Henry, are going to follow him to Charlottesville. Kelsey Naki, who was the director of basketball operations, will slide up the road to Charlottesville as well. It's a AAA team. That's, when you see it listed out like that, it's like everybody's moving up the road. UVA just bought itself VCU's team. That looks nice. We'll have one of those. I mean, it's not fair. Money's not fair. We'll buy one VCU. Just pick it up. Send the moving truck. Move it on down. We'll pay the moving expenses.
It's up to $25,000.
Up to $25,000. We've got limits, you know. It's
Don't go crazy.
We also got to pay these players because we need some new ones pronto. This is the week. Waiting for all the shoes to drop here. All the word to come out. I think it'll be funny to see all the movement happen. Like, everybody's just kind of waiting it out. Nobody wants to go first because you're worried that, like, you're going to set the market and then everybody else is going to make it look silly. But there's going to be a lot of deals, and they're going to happen very quickly. I think Theus is the one that hurts me the most out of those. He's a Ram. He's VCU. is like, you know, you can have Ryan Odom. He was a part-timer here. I get that. He's your guy. You can have Bryce Crawford. You can't have Darius Theus. He's ours. He's a VCU guy. We'll leave that to who's talking. He's theirs now. Part of restoring ACC basketball to its previous heights. As VCU now seeks to rebuild. The thing is, like, you're not bringing the whole Bryant College team in. You know, Martelli's got a little different job. He's actually got to go, you know, get out there, get in the portal, go get some guys. And by all accounts, he has and he will. By all accounts, he's doing his part to bring in talented players and to make sure that that he gets this team stocked for next year. The dilemma is, do you do it now when the action's kind of frenzied? Do you wait and see, you know, do prices come down, right? It's a shopping question now. You know, when do you lock in your guys? And you got to go find the right guys, the right fit, the right mix, bring them in to start practicing. But also, you can't go too crazy because you're VCU. You can't outspend the SEC. Nobody's going to outspend the SEC. I don't know if you saw the numbers. The SEC's tournament payout this year, just for their participation in the NCAA tournament as a conference, $70 million. That's money they'll get to split among all the schools. A-10, $2 million this year. One appearance, one game. One game in the tourney's worth $2 million for your conference. That's it. You divide that a lot of ways, it doesn't go very far. Doesn't get you point guard anymore. It's not the... You got to have seven figures to get yourself a point guard now, unless Zeb Jackson stays. Everybody's fingers are crossed on that one. Ovi, we haven't done any Alex Ovechkin yet. Got to do some Ovi. The Capitals signed Ryan Leonard. Hockey's got the weird draft system where you draft a guy when he's in college, but then he finishes college, and then he comes and plays for you. Yeah, I guess the Canadians invented that. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So they drafted this guy, Ryan Leonard, who's like college hockey superstar. His season finally ended, so now he's joining the Caps. Ovi took him out on the town last night to the bars. There's a video of them bar crawling around D.C. Got the introduction, got the welcome to D.C. from Ovi himself.
Very nice.
Who's on the verge, 4-tie, 5-5 to get the record. Caps back in action tonight, 4 games. Between now and Sunday, we'll get a feel for whether or not this thing's going to happen. They're all on national TV now. They're not going to play a game not on national TV. Ryan Leonard, Boston College, going to play, make his debut in Boston tonight. So a little subplot for you, a little something to watch when our guy Ovi's not on the ice scoring goals. One other Commanders piece of news that did not slide under the radar. So the NFL a few years ago, who... The NFL will sell anything. They'll sell ice to the Eskimos. They told the teams that they were going to sell off the rights to international territories. So you could put in a bid and bid for being the NFL team of a foreign country. So what? Like the Steelers bought Ireland.
Okay, sure.
Ireland is a Steelers territory. They let multiple teams buy England and Germany, where they play the games. So the teams that play there are Germany's teams. The Eagles bought Australia. Weird things happen.
I don't like this.
Nobody's entirely clear what anybody got for the money, but...
Right, it's nothing, right? The idea is that they're selling you nothing?
The idea is that in that country, each week they show your games as the home team's games.
Okay.
And you can go, sure. Like, go market there and sell your stuff and become that country's team.
But multiple got England and Germany.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Because they play multiple games a year there.
Nothing
so there's
matters.
Nothing matters. Yes. All right, you're picking up on it. Yes.
All right, good.
The Commanders didn't participate a couple years ago because Dan Snyder was the owner. And say what you will about Dan Snyder, and I do for 2 hours a day every day. We call it MP on the mic. Say what you will about him, he wasn't going to participate in that. Come on now. So the Commanders don't have any countries.
Boo.
Until
oh.
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And the Commanders have a country now. The United Arab Emirates.
What?
Congrats to our new listeners in the UAE. Welcome aboard. It's MP on the mic. We talk Commanders 2 hours a day. Probably drive time there. probably evening drive time in Abu Dhabi here as we...
Let's go!
Wow.
All these
welcome.
Games. And, you know, I'm ready for another international game. It's been a while. It's like, can we go to Germany? Can we go to... You know, we'll rank them like Brazil, Mexico City, like Eagles are going to Australia. I don't know about Australia. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of work for one football game that lasts 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Australia. I don't think I want to go to Australia for a football game. I ain't going to Dubai for a football game. Come on now. That's at the bottom of the priority list right there. That's not all the, I guess
that's
all the,
interesting.
I guess all the good ones got taken. That's what happens when the good ones get picked over.
Multiple times.
You're at that store in Henrico County sorting through Amazon returns in the bin. You got yourself a United Arab Emirates.
Well, because three people took England.
Yeah.
No sharing. There's 180 countries.
There's enough to go around.
There's plenty.
Raise the commander's flag high in the United Arab Emirates, your new home of commander's football abroad. I hope it's a road game. When they do the international game. Play one of the Germany teams. If we're ranking them, Madrid 1, Germany 2, Mexico City 3, Brazil 4, London 5, Australia 6, United Arab Emirates 7. That's the gut, the MP's off the cuff ranking of potential international game destinations. We'll do the show from wherever, though. Don't you worry about that. Wherever we're needed. This show will be AWOD Radio, 3 hours live and local. We'll crosstalk with him, send you off to that fine program next. You are listening to Richmond's home of the Commanders, 910 Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
5-1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, where Friday night you will hear this man calling minor league baseball on the air. It's here, it's back, it is Flying Squirrel season. Trey Wilson joins us for Tuesdays with Trey in season, and I'm excited. I can only imagine how excited you are for opening day here. Tell us about everything. What goes into this week from your perspective?
It is one of the busiest weeks of the year, Michael. I just...
kind of can't wait for the season to start, so things will slow down a little bit, to be honest with you. At least once opening day hits, like, we're kind of in a routine. Friday opening day is a whole different animal. If you hear me sounding a little bit sluggish on Friday night, it's probably because I was here at the Diamond. I get here on opening day at about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, because all the TV stations are here doing all their live hits, which is awesome. We love that. I usually sneak in a truck nap in the parking lot somewhere in the middle of the day after we're on a Friday this year, so our opening day tradition is to go to Moore Street and get a Squirrel's Nest Breakfast Bowl as a department. But every other year now we open on a Tuesday, and that's the one day a week they're closed. So this year we'll be over at Moore Street. If you see us there in the morning, say a prayer. But no, there's a lot going on. The team is landing tonight. They'll be getting into town, and with the way that the Giants are kind of backlogged right now, like, it's been kind of a fun guessing game to figure out who's going to be here. So I guess tonight I'll see who gets off the plane and checks into the hotel. And we'll have an idea of what the starting version of the 2025 Flying Squirrels are going to look like. I have a pretty good idea right now. I think we're going to see a lot of faces that people around here know. But yeah, the team's going to be working out here the first couple of days. We got to get everybody's headshots taken. We got to get promotional shots taken. We got to sell some tickets for the other games besides Friday, which is pretty close to sold out. So if you can't get to Friday, we have 68 other home games this year. So come out and join us. It's a hectic but fun time. There's a lot of excitement.
You mentioned the team, and not to disparage former versions of the Squirrels, but y'all been really competitive the last couple of years, and especially under Dennis Pelfrey. I would imagine the expectation, at least without having a roster in front of me, is that that's going to continue this year.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, last year the win-loss record didn't look great, but there were stretches where the team played really well. And I think that it speaks a lot to Dennis Pelfrey and his style. Last year, we set a record for the most players who played on a Squirrels team in a year ever. There was constant turnover, and we'd see this massive movement of players, and then the team would struggle for a little while, and then they'd get it together. They'd get Pelf's system down, and they'd start winning games again, and then it would get all blown up again. I'm hopeful that this year, it's a whole new regime running the San Francisco Giants now. Well, a lot of the same people, but the man who is in charge is a different person now, and that's Buster Posey. And from what has been said out in the media and things like that, it sounds like maybe they're going to be a little slower with prospects. They're going to make them master levels a little bit better. And maybe we'll see a little bit more cohesive unit for a while. And when Dennis Pelfrey has that in his career, his teams win. It's been the case here for 2022 and 2023. The year before he came here, he won a championship with the Giants' high team in Eugene. When he was managing independent baseball, they were always competitive and almost always made the playoffs and made a run at a title. So I'm optimistic that if that's the case, then we're going to have a pretty good team here. I think that we're going to start off the year with a really strong pitching staff. If you look at the AAA team's already started. If you look at Sacramento's pitching rotation, there are some teams in the bottom end of the majors where, you know, that rotation might be better than theirs. And the Giants are really backlogged in really good young pitching, which means that guys that probably should be in AAA in other organizations are going to be throwing the ball here at the Diamond in AA. So that's going to be, I hate it for those guys, but they get it. You know, we talked to a few of the guys when we were out in Arizona a couple weeks ago, and guys that may even have time in Sacramento already are probably going to be back here. And they understand, like, it's just a numbers game right now, but it's going to be, I think, a benefit for us. One, getting to have some familiar faces here that we already know they're good dudes and they throw it well, but also a little bit more experience than some of the other teams that they're going up against.
It's going to be fun. Flying Squirrels opening day Friday. Of course, you'll hear it right here on The Fan with Trey and Blaine. And then, as you mentioned, we're off and running. A lot more of them from there. You got fireworks Friday night. You got John Smoltz Friday night. You don't have to have been here for the R Braves era to appreciate just how good John Smoltz is and how good of a draw that is for an opening night first pitch.
I can't wait. Like most people who grew up in this region of the country, I grew up a Braves fan. The Nationals didn't exist until I was in high school, so it was too late to switch affiliations to another NL East team. If they had come along a few years earlier, I might have done it. But, you know, by the time I was making occasional trips up 64 to catch a game here, Smoltz was long gone. He was already on his way to being a Hall of Famer. So it's been fun diving into his story of his time in Richmond. And I'm hoping I'm going to get a chance to sit down with him and talk about some of that for the listeners at some point. With his schedule, it's not a guarantee, but that's the plan anyway. So hopefully you'll get to hear from Smoltz and we'll talk about his time in Richmond in 88 and 89, or 87 and 88. I got to get that down before Friday. But, you know, he came here as a 20-year-old, just like all the guys that come here now. He actually took the roster spot of Tom Glavine. When Glavine got called up to the big leagues, John Smoltz was the one that came in and replaced him. And how often do you swap one future Hall of Famer for another? And it didn't go well at the beginning. He had been with the Tigers organization and didn't even have a pitching coach with their AA team. And he came here and the Braves had some things figured out. And his Hall of Fame journey really did start here in Richmond. So it'll be fun to reflect back on that. And we're going to be telling stories like that all year, celebrating all the players that have come through here over the last four decades.
You said something to me the other day and it resonating, you know, we're going to talk about the last year of the Diamond. This will not be the first time it comes, last time it comes up in our conversations, but you're going to make a great new ballpark, but you can't make it pre-filled with the memories. And, you know, mm-hmm. as we go through the year, there are a lot of memories we got to look back on.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're doing this year. Obviously, there's
and
a lot of
And thank you for ignoring that I completely butchered your quote. Trey said something great the other day, and then I stumbled through it for 30 seconds.
Well, the quote that I've been saying is, you can't make new old things. And you can't. Yeah. It takes time. And look, we're going to do that at CarMax Park for the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. And 40 years from now, we're going to have a lot of stories to tell about the memories that we've made at CarMax Park. But for 2025, while we're finishing getting that place ready and shining that place up, we're going to, you know, reflect on all the great memories that everybody has in this ballpark. This has been the summer gathering place in Richmond for 40 years. It's longer than I've been alive. So I didn't grow up here. I grew up a couple hours away and came up here every now and then, but I know what my hometown minor league ballpark meant to me. And now, even having been here for 7 years, this place means a lot to me. And I've made a lot of great memories here. And a lot of people have similar stories with people who worked here, but also just people that spent their summers in the stands and came out and watched Chipper Jones and John Smoltz, or, you know, Doug Clark, who was our hitting coach for the Squirrels a couple years ago, who was the MVP international of the International League in 07 when the Braves won the championship, whether, you know, it's some of those guys like that. So, or just people who didn't care about baseball at all and came out and this was the place where they gathered with their family and friends. I think that's been a huge part of what this place has meant. And we're going to celebrate that all year and look back fondly on the memories and ignore the leaky ceilings and the all the other headaches of this aging facility that has served its purpose well for 40 years. And then we'll kick off 2025 and get really excited about a new shiny place to give Richmond fans what they really deserve at CarMax Park.
A great year for fans around numbers, 15 of the Squirrels, 40 at the Diamond, and then obviously next year one at CarMax Park. I do want to, before we wrap up, I want to shout out to Oppo, because Anthony Opperman, y'all announced yesterday, is the new general manager, third in franchise history. And of course, the long-timers know him from your spot in the broadcast booth, or from Blaine's spot in the broadcast booth. But cool to see him getting into a position of power here. He's been doing great the last few years, but fun to see him occupy that title here for the year.
Yeah, I'm really excited for him and for us. Ben Rothrock has been the GM since 2017. He's still here. He's just going to be focused more on bigger picture and CarMax Park related things. So Anthony's going to be handling a lot of the day-to-day operations. When I first came to the Squirrels, he was my boss, my department. He has been most of the time since then, except for a little stretch that he left. So I've seen him work up close and personal for most of these last 7 years or so. And he's got a great mind for what goes into running a successful minor league baseball team. The broadcasters, you might not think the broadcasters to GM is like a path, but
the pipeline.
He's not the first former broadcaster who's been a GM of mine. I had the same in Altoona for a while with Rob Egan, who was very successful. We have an interesting view because we see a little bit of everything. We travel to all the other ballparks and see what everybody else is doing well and what they're not doing well. And we try to bring those lessons back home when we come here. But also, like, we're usually also helping run the PR and comms like I do. So we have to have a hand on a little bit of a finger on the pulse of every department in the organization and what they're doing. And he's taken a lot of those lessons from then, a lot of lessons that he's made in places outside of here or learned in places outside of here, brought them here and helps make us better every day. So I'm really excited about him being in that position.
Great move. I'll endorse it. I'll give it the MP seal of approval right there. First Tuesdays with Trey, the season in the books. First Road Tuesday with Trey next week. I'll look forward to catching up with you on the road. That's where the shenanigans happen, which you know I'm not opposed to.
We'll be back in Harrisburg. Last time we were there for one of those, you got me in the middle of a grocery store trip with the team. So we'll see where we are on Tuesday next week.
That's the beauty of it all. Trey Wilson, Flying Squirrels start Friday night. Get out to the Diamond this weekend, Saturday night, Sunday matinee. You'll hear them all right here on The Fan. Thank you, Trey.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, we're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.